joins us here at our post-game show as he gets the lineup ready for game two. Paco, Delta put up a fight down there, but Mid-Michigan 7-3. So, and you know, we knew it was a long shot. There's still one more inning to go, but you had to take care of your own business. And when the guys fell behind there, you thinking, oh, here we go again with Alpina, or no?
No, this, well, that it's always in the back of your mind when that happens before. But no, this team is, except for that one time, like we talked about in the pregame, this team has been good at responding. And I was proud again to see that. We were just talking about that in the dugout before I came over. In the past, our teams would have got punched in the mouth, and that would have been it, and we would have rolled over. And this team responded well. Even just getting out of that inning, bringing in TJ, even though we did give up the lead, we didn't make it a big inning after that. He came in and got the outs. Like you said, an unfortunate wild pitch. But we kept our composure. We came in and knew we had a job to do, and the guys were patient and turned on some pitches and put us in position to win.
TJ has had a lot of bad luck this year, hasn't he?
He has,
no support at all from his defense. It's just... So it's good to see him be able to do this, right?
It's weird how there's always that one guy on a staff that just doesn't get the help, and it happens to be TJ this year. And he's pitched some brilliant games. That game against Minnesota Postgrad where he lost 1-0, he had no business losing that game. Just came up against a really good opponent that on the other side of the mound. And there's plenty of examples like that where, like you said, we didn't play defense for him at times, but he's pitched his tail off in. We really like what he does. We're excited he's here, excited he's planning on coming back. And for our first young man from the Netherlands, he's represented his country well, and we love having him around.
I could go through a lot of guys, but Zach Gomersol, once again, the leadership from him, both on and off the field, is just incredible. You know, and he does it. He, you know, turned another double play. Didn't even hesitate, right? And, of course, with the bat, I mean, and just his constant chatter maybe gets a little annoying at times, but for the guys, but what a leader.
And he has really grown up, too. Not to say he was immature last year or anything like that, but keeping his emotions in check and being able to respond in a positive way has been a big step for him. And he is a fantastic leader. It shows that. You know, part of it is that he just cares for his teammates. You know, when you love the guys you're in the dugout with and going to battle with, it makes it easy to support them and go forward that way. And he's that type of guy. He's an awesome leader. He's one of the guys I go to when I need to get feedback from the team and trust him to give me honest feedback. And he takes criticism well, too. He takes coaching well. That's part of it, too. That's part of being a leader, letting guys see, hey, I'm not always right. A coach has something for me, and I'm going to take it and get better for it. So that's the type of guy that you see and see that he's got a high potential just because he's coachable and he's such a team player.
All right, Paco, that'll do it for the first game here down in Mount Pleasant, 7-3, top seven, Mid-Michigan winning. So unless Delta gets a big rally with their final three outs, that'll be that. But you guys took care of your job, and that's all I guess you as a coach can ask for, right?
Yeah, just take care of what we can control right now. And I said it last week, you know, we put ourselves in a position where we need help, and we can't spend too much time stressing over that. So I don't know if you mentioned, though, I did get the email during the game that George Cooper was the MCCA Northern Conference Player of the Week this week. So,
yeah.
Kind of cool news there, and hopefully we play well enough today and the weekend to get some more conference players a week before we're done. So,
well, we've had a few this year.
Yeah,
and no. that's great.
It's funny. I think I told Sinclair that, and he's like, oh, it seems like we have a lot more than last year. And I said, well, yeah, when you have zero last year, two or three seems like a lot. So, it's fun. These guys are playing well, and they deserve the honors. You know, hitting a big bomb in a professional stadium. Helps that.
That's still going to be a highlight of the season,
isn't
it? It is,
yeah. It will be, yeah. That's one of the best home runs I've seen in a while.
Okay, Paco, we'll see you after game two.
Sounds good.
All right, Mike Paco, the coach of the Bay College.